Arrest tied to an alcohol poisoning death at Virginia Commonwealth University. I'm Kate Ryan.
Texas pushes yet another abortion law.
After three men are arrested, they're indicted with a fourth person in the killing of an 8-year-old boy. I'm Megan Cloherty.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome in. It's 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The thousands of migrants who had been camping out under that bridge along the U.S.-Mexican border in Del Rio, Texas, they are gone. Some remain in the U.S. trying to get permission to stay, claiming hardships back home, mostly in impoverished Haiti, while thousands of others have been sent back. Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez.
I spoke with one activist here on the ground who is helping Haitians who are at the border. She's a immigrant from Haiti herself. She just felt that it was unconscionable to be sending people back right now, and is asking the Biden administration to reconsider its approach. But at this point, it does not appear that the deportations will stop, even though hundreds and perhaps thousands of people may be allowed to stay eventually as their asylum cases are heard.
Pfizer booster shots are ready to go, approved for Americans 65 and over or at greater risk of infection with the COVID virus. Correspondent Omar Villafranca.
At the annual Texas State Fair, Edward Bennett, 77, was among the first to receive his booster.
As soon as I heard about the boosters, the only thing I want to know is where can I get it?
The Texas State Fair is offering boosters as well as first and second shots. I've already given out 75, but they're prepared to offer 500 a day at this 3-week long event.
The high-profile criminal trial of singer R. Kelly has gone to the jury.
Seven men and five women have ended the week by starting deliberations, but with no quick verdict, they've got the weekend off. They'll resume their work Monday. Defense attorney Devereaux Canick.
We hope that they see the evidence or the lack of evidence the way that we saw it.
Prosecutors say Kelly used tactics from, quote, the predator playbook to sexually exploit young women. Kelly is charged with racketeering and sex trafficking. He says he's done nothing wrong. Peter King, CBS News.
The so-called audit of the Phoenix area presidential vote commissioned by Republican state senators in Arizona is done. Done by people with no experience with audits and much criticized and finding no fraud and a slightly bigger victory margin for President Biden.
The full report was presented to the state Senate Friday afternoon.
This is still the most complete audit that has ever been done.
Millions of dollars were spent on the hand recount of more than 2 million ballots. In the end, the recount added a few hundred more votes to President Biden's victory over former President Donald Trump.
Correspondent Deborah Alferome. Texas legislators pass another anti-abortion law, one that tightens limits on abortion-inducing medications.
I'll be signing another pro-life law. Importantly, it is a bipartisan bill that further protects innocent life.
Governor Greg Abbott, this is CBS News.
Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. Save up to 45% on Dell computers with Windows 10 Pro to succeed anywhere. Just call 877-ASK-DELL.
People who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID variants, and Americans have no end of questions and concerns. What we do know is that fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen Temporal Scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies, while non-contact devices have no supporting studies. Vaccines are not enough. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
WTOP at 4:03. Good Saturday morning. We've made it to the weekend, everybody. Welcome in. September 25th, 2021. Mostly sunny, breezy, low humidity, very fall-like. The high 74 this Saturday. 51 you're waking up to now. I'm Dean Lane. We do indeed thank you for taking us along for the morning ride. Topping the local stories we're looking at for you as we head into this Saturday weekend morning, two D.C. officers linked to the death of a 20-year-old moped rider are now indicted on federal charges, and one this morning is accused of second-degree murder.
Charging documents say Officer Terrence Sutton committed murder in the second degree by driving a police vehicle in conscious disregard for an extreme risk of death or serious bodily injury to 20-year-old Hilton Brown. Back when it happened, police said they began chasing the scooter because the rider wasn't wearing a helmet.
I'm not surprised that there was an indictment. indictment.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
We recognize that it appeared to be that one of our policies was violated.
There are strict protocols for when D.C. police can give chase. The indictment also charges that Sutton and his lieutenant, Andrew Zabofsky, conspired to obstruct justice to hide the circumstances of the wreck that led to Hilton Brown's death. In the district, Christy King, WTOP News.
I'm Shayna Stulen. Police Chief Robert Conti says both officers are in the process of being suspended without pay. Terrence Sutton, the officer charged with second-degree murder, was removed from duty immediately. Andrew Zabofsky, charged with obstruction of justice, was working up until this week. Conti says he was put on administrative leave once details of the grand jury indictment were made public. Conti also says it's not an indictment of the entire police force.
There are a lot of officers on our department that are going out on the streets, putting their lives on the line day in and day out.
Councilman Charles Allen, who sits on the Public Safety Committee, tells WTOP the two officers being charged is a step that many didn't think would happen.
It's incredibly rare when we see prosecution of police officers.
Both officers have pleaded not guilty. Shayna Estulin, WTOP News.
WTOP News time, now 4:05. In other news for you this Saturday morning, a total of 11 people have apparently been indicted in the death locally of a Loudoun County freshman at VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University. As of Friday afternoon, 8 of the 11 had been arrested.
The arrests follow a 7-month investigation into the death of Adam Oakes, a 19-year-old from Loudoun County. Oakes, a Virginia Commonwealth University freshman, died of alcohol poisoning after attending a fraternity party in February. He was found dead at an off-campus house about 12 hours after attending the party hosted by the Delta Chi fraternity. 11 people indicted face charges including unlawful hazing and buying and giving alcohol to a minor. A VCU spokesperson issued a statement saying the school is dedicated to promoting a safe and welcoming fraternity life and culture for all. VCU expelled the Delta Chi fraternity in June. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Saturday morning, 4:06, a month after an 8-year-old boy playing a video game in an apartment was shot and killed through a patio door, 4 men have been indicted. Prosecutors say only 3 of them are responsible for the actual shooting that took the boy's life. The 4th was the intended target.
Charging documents say that 21-year-old Dominique Johnson was standing on the balcony of his Landover apartment on August 23rd when a car pulled into the parking lot and someone in the passenger side opened fire in his direction. The bullets missed Johnson, but hit P.J. Evans, who was playing inside with his cousin. The 3 men who prosecutors say were in the car are charged with murder, attempted murder, assault, and weapons charges. Charging documents say a day earlier, Johnson admitted to shooting at 21-year-old Mark Nwacha, who was arrested that night. The next day, documents say Nwacha's brother Desmond and a friend, George Shaman, picked him up from jail. And 3 hours later, all 3 men participated in the retaliatory shooting that killed the little boy. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Maryland drug dealer who made untraceable guns in his basement has now this week learned his sentence.
Federal prosecutors say 34-year-old Keith Marshall, a convicted felon, bought gun kits at a store in Virginia, assembled them into ghost guns, and sold them. Federal law does not require a background check to buy gun kits, but after a search of Marshall's home turned up fully functional weapons, high-capacity magazines, and hundreds of...
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.